He will claim his own, November 3rd.
God promises his care. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back, bring my sons from far, and my daughters from the ends of the earth.
Sorrow filled heaven as it was realized that man was lost, and that the world which God had created was to be filled with mortals doomed to misery, sickness, and death, and that there was no way of escape for the offender. The whole family of Adam must die. I then saw the lovely Jesus, and beheld an expression of sympathy and sorrow upon his countenance. Soon I saw him approach the exceeding bright light which enshrouded the Father. Three times he was shut in by the glorious light about the Father, and the third time he came from the Father we could see his person. He then made known to the angelic choir that a way of escape had been made for lost man, that he had been pleading with his Father, and had obtained permission to give his own life as a ransom for the race, to bear their sins, and take the sentence of death upon himself, thus opening a way whereby they might, through the merits of his blood, find pardon for past transgressions, and by obedience be brought back to the garden from which they were driven. Soon I heard the voice of God, which shook the heavens and the earth. I looked upon the company, who, a short time before, were in such distress and bondage. Their captivity was turned. A glorious light shone upon them. All marks of care and weariness were gone, and health and beauty were seen in every countenance. This light and glory remained upon them, until Jesus was seen in the clouds of heaven, and the faithful, tried company were changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, from glory to glory.